government?
Well, number one, obviously, is the service delivery that they are crying about, or lack of service delivery. People want services. You have many people who, until today, after 30 years, are still drinking dirty water, sharing water with animals. So people, obviously, are complaining about the dirty water. We are living on the East End in Boksburg, and yet we still have to buy bottled water because our water has discolored, our water is brownish, it shows that it's not clean. So people want water. You still have in some places pit toilets, okay? You still have people using pit latrines. That is dehumanizing and undermining the dignity of people. So the ACDB believes that everybody has the right to clean, to have the right to access to clean drinking water and have access to their dignity. And these pit latrines are undermining the dignity of the people. They complain about that. They want access. And you have those, obviously, like myself, who are upset, even though for a month we have not had load shedding. We have almost every South African who complains about Eskom that is failing people. Now, obviously, for a month, we have not had load shedding. We are not sure whether government or the ANC is solving that problem, or it's because of elections. Because imagine if at all we have elections and there's no electricity, people will vote against them, many of them. But now they say we have solved the problem and people must support us, because, and when people say there's light, then they, obviously some of them will vote for them. And the issue of housing is a problem, because you have many foreign nationals who are in RDP houses. And we believe as the ACDP, RDP houses should benefit the locals before they benefit foreign nationals. So we want to ensure that our people whose parents have been paying tax, some of them whose relatives are still paying tax, whose parents are paying tax, they must benefit. And rather than government benefits people who have no history of being in the country, and people have been on the waiting list for many, many years. They don't get what they request. They don't get what they need, because it's given what's available. It's given to people who have money and people who can bribe. ACDP is saying that is unjust and injustice, and we want that to be stopped so that our locals, our own people, will benefit first. We are not saying those who come from outside should not benefit, but we are saying there should be a waiting list. Many of our people have been on waiting list for more than 20 years. Some say 30 years. They've been on the waiting list for RDP houses. They don't get them because of corruption. So people like that are speaking to us, and we are saying to them, we will ensure that they get houses they need. Why? Because we will have a waiting list that will be made public so that everybody can see who is next, who's coming next, who's next in line. And not just see somebody just becoming your neighbor. You don't know when they were put on the list. And you know those that were on the list, but they are being ignored. So that is what we are about as the ACDP. We ensure that people get proper service delivery.